Dave and Jay versus the world.
Nice.
Oh, my fault. I thought.
Fuck.
And we're live.
Now we are.
This is episode 7 of Dave and Jay versus the world. I'm Jay.
And I am Dave. And this is episode number, can you believe it? 7 weeks in.
Still, you messed up my intro because I was going to be like, I was going to wait for you to do that. And then I was going to be like, nah, that was a fucking intro.
Well.
You fucked it up again.
Listen,
dude.
I can't do everything right.
We already stopped and started this one.
I know. We had a little audio issue, but we figured it out. Jay made an executive decision. He said, shut this shit down. Something's not right.
Yeah.
And
now
we're fixed.
Good. Now we're cooking with gas.
Now we are. Can you believe we're 7 weeks in now?
That's what
episode seven means. I mean, that when you say that out loud, it kind of feels like a long time. Like 7 weeks?
No, damn. That's crazy, man. I feel it in my plums that something's happening though. Cause like I was saying on our first take, our boy Matt, shout out to Polish Kickboxing Matt.
Yes, Matruska.
Yeah, he was like, I wish that the shows were longer because I like them. It's like I feel like a part of whatever we're doing. You know?
I appreciate
and
that.
And it's just such a nice thing to
well,
say.
Well, we have to kind of, you know, pull it back a little bit. You can't really fully satisfy people. You always have to leave them with wanting more, which is why we cut it short as we do.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Hour 10, bro. That's all you get.
That's all you get.
That's all you get,
guys. We need you to come back wanting more. We need you to come back and
that's when we set up the Patreon.
That's right.
And make that cold, hard cash.
Listen, dude, I wanted to talk a little bit about the things that happened during the week, because I don't know about you, but I had a little bit of a week. I did some things that are different and worth mentioning.
Well, let me just tell you how my week ended yesterday.
Okay.
So I come in to Stephanie's house. We went over there for dinner, right?
Yeah, you said somebody's birthday or?
No.
No?
It was just, they do family dinners.
Okay.
So I went in and her mom, big, long-time listener of the show.
Okay.
Obviously, full 7 week listener.
Absolutely.
She was like, hey, like the show, but I don't know about that part where you talked about coming in your pants on top of my daughter.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, my God.
Sometimes, like, I forget that a lot of people that we know listen to this, and I'm just kind of wrapped up in trying to make you laugh.
Of course.
So I forget that my mother-in-law listens
well, all
to this,
we could do,
and I talked about coming into my jeans.
All we could do is extend to her a formal apology. Because
this is an official DJVW apology, and We're sorry.
Yeah, that goes to your dad, too, for the Jehovah Witness shit. I mean, look, man, it's the name of the game, right? If you're going to be honest and try to be funny, you can't have all that extra shit floating around in your head because it's a filter that everything that comes out of your mouth is going to have to pass through, and that filter is going to make you second-guess shit. So, like, yeah, we're sorry, but also, it's the truth. You did.
Well, for sure I did.
And she should look at her daughter and go, wow. My beautiful, lovely daughter has that much of an impression on this stud of a man that he came in his pants. Which reminds me.
So,
No. We're not getting past this. I need to know, and the people need to know, Jay.
No.
Those makeout numbers. No. You didn't.
They're still low, bro.
You didn't bring those makeout numbers up?
Still low. It's hard to make out seriously as an adult. It's hard to initiate a makeout, first of all, because Stephanie's always moving around. She's like a fucking shark.
She's very
so
active.
To get a hold of her,
right?
You know, it'd be more like a lion when he wrestles like a fucking wildebeest of the
ground. Yeah, or a lion with a female lion, because they tend to fight back.
Thinking, I was thinking more like wildebeest. It's not going to be much of a fight.
Jeez.
I want to get a hold of her. I'm going to get her on the ground.
She used to do CrossFit, right?
Yeah, she's strong.
What if she picks you up and slams you on your fucking neck
me.
One day?
Yeah. But yeah, that's how
that didn't happen. Huh?
That was like 5 seconds into me walking in the door.
She said that right away.
Her mom just wanted me to know, hey, love the show, but
so you saw her yesterday?
Sorry, yesterday.
So Jay, she sat on that for a fucking week.
Oh,
since the episode dropped,
marinating in anger for a week about that one.
Listen, I think it's just a matter of perspective. She needs to kind of change her point of view and realize, wow, what a daughter she's got.
Well, this is what I think. In order to give a good podcast to everybody,
yeah.
We have to be like comedians, how they're what is it when they're self-deprecating?
Sure, yeah.
To make people laugh, you kind of got to be like self-deprecating, you know, to just give them, like, look, I'm not going to pull any punches. This is just it.
Sure.
I cummed in my pants, and that's I want to tell you guys about it.
Speaking of...
just trying to shave an hour out of your Monday.
Self-deprecation. You went ahead and posted, you know, just went ahead and did it.
Oh, yeah. Without,
Toothless
my, Joe Jackson.
Now, a picture of me without a tooth, which is how I normally am, ladies and gentlemen. And see... there was no context for that photo because what we were supposed to do is after talking about it today on today's podcast,
sure.
We were going to do a would you rather have Jay's front yellow tooth. I've watched your lips hide it as soon as I went to mention it.
I'm just going to hide it.
Or Dave's missing tooth that's not front and it's off
instead,
to the side.
I just and decided instead, to post that fucking
disrespectful,
picture.
Disrespectful, dude. I
you
was
look so hillbilly-ish.
I couldn't. Typically, I can really... take a joke, I had to delete it.
That
it
hurt your
so
feelings.
Bad to look at it. But you said something that hurt your feelings. Remember you were telling me about the guy that you went to go buy from at your job, and you were trying to remind him of who you were over the phone. And you were saying, yeah, it's Jay, the guy with all the tattoos. And how was it that he remembered you?
He was like, wait, this is the guy with the yellow tooth. And I said, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's me. And I also want you to know that you really hurt my feelings.
That is sometimes.
You know, really hurt my fucking feelings. And the thing is, like, I don't have good coping mechanisms. So automatically, I want to fuck you up. You
just
want
to hang up on him.
I want to drive over to the shop and beat the piss out of him.
Just hang up on him and then call back and say, sorry, the phone call got dropped after you. Recompose that, yourself.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah, you know, we're not bulletproof, ladies and gentlemen. We may be handsome.
Well, that one sure did hurt, though. I'm not going to lie.
That's what I felt when I saw that photo.
Bro, I felt like a third grader, you know, like third grade Jay just getting made fun of, bullied, and just helpless.
They called you the stupid face back in the day, and it really...
anything.
It hurts, man. It hurts. Some things, we may be handsome, we may be strong, we may be stylish,
well,
we
now,
may be successful. All these different things, right? But
now...
things do hurt.
That one stung, boy. That one stung like a bee sting.
Hey, so I went rollerblading recently. I went on Facebook Market.
Oh, that's very it's very trans of you.
Well, now I gotta say,
that's no lovely.
I knew you were gonna
rollerblading, huh?
I knew you were gonna go
that way.
I did
that when I was three.
Now,
you know who else does it?
Were you gay when you were three?
My wife.
Oh. For some reason, the LGBTQ community seems to have cornered the market on rollerblading. And I go, why am I going to let them have all the fun of wheels on your feet and just that they have that,
and
they
own
that now?
You want to get on that bitch.
Absolutely, I do. And so we went on Facebook Market, got a pair for my son, got a pair for my wife.
So
and
you
then
got
a
just
pair
a
for me.
Skating like style Partridge Family of fucking
yes,
skaters now.
We have knives and we go out into the world and we skate with a
and
knife
fight
and
crime.
Fist and we
kinda
fight
like
crime.
Those old sharks on that one fucking
dude, street sharks?
Street sharks,
oh,
bro.
I'm so happy you made that call
I'm
back.
So glad you knew.
Wow. I think we gotta
sharks.
Get street fart street farts.
Street farts. Yep.
I think we have to get street shark art done.
Oh, like me and you at Street
yeah,
Sharks? I'm definitely the blue one. I'm the...
I like the other one.
I'm the great
the brown
one.
One.
You would be the brown one. You'd
I like
be
the
that
brown one.
Doo-doo brown one.
I used to have... I used to have one that... Because I used to have all the action figures when
of
I was
course.
A kid. Great
well,
action figures.
Yeah.
And the brown one had a fist that would whoosh, come
yeah,
down. And
they
he,
were some
he was
good
a box.
Ones.
Dude,
yeah.
they were great
they were,
action
they
figures.
They were cool toys.
But I got these rollerblades, and we hadn't practiced yet, and I had to run to 7-Eleven for something, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take my skates. I haven't rollerbladed,
so
Jay.
Wait a second. Just so I'm painting a picture here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're wearing short shorts right now. People
I,
can't
as
see.
I am. As
so I
am.
Imagine you get those on, and then you go out your door, which is it's a low income.
I down the hallway complex. Into the elevator, out the door. Yeah,
and they're seeing this white dude with short shorts on
yes.
and round sunglasses and a backwards neon cap.
Yeah.
Skating.
And they said, oh, I didn't know we had any gays here.
I didn't know our neighbor was gay. No, no, no.
Know.
He's got a wife.
No, I'm taking it back. Oh. We've given the gay people too much power. And
so you're taking back rollerblading.
I'm taking, but it's an incremental steps, right? Because they have a lot of things that are fun. Crop tops.
Crop tops? Yeah.
Rollerblades. It's time to start taking some of that shit back.
So what was the reaction to the people in your complex when you just start sashaying out there?
Well, I did sashay, but admittedly there was no one out for rarity. Typically there are people just hanging out in the front of the building at all times. Are they selling drugs? I don't know. That's not for me to decide.
No, I think they're just good, normal people selling drugs, sir.
Some of them.
I'm just saying, that's where I get my drugs from.
I know for a fact that that's where I get. So they weren't out there, and I was very wrong about just putting on rollerblades and casually running errands in rollerblades. It's a foolish idea when you
haven't... Did you at least have a backpack?
No.
So what the fuck are you going to do?
Hold it.
You're going to hold groceries?
Well, I just had to go for a couple of things. We needed Advil and shit like that. I said the 7-Eleven's
got that. I mean, you can put that in your pocket, yeah.
Well, I did have it in a little bag, but I busted my ass, dude. I busted my ass hard in front of a bunch of Mexican guys, and I didn't... I'm doing the skate thing. I hop down a curb,
sure,
and now I've gone to hop up the next curb after crossing the street, and I hit it.
You're giving a show, yeah, a little pizzazz.
And I suddenly, uncontrollably, hit a spin.
Oh, yeah, spin, bro. Dude.
I've done...
It's funny that you mentioned that you hopped on rollerblades after such a long time.
Yeah.
Because I hopped on a skateboard to do some promo stuff for Josh, who's got a YouTube food channel, but there's a whole skateboarding tattoo guy segment thing to, you know, intro the thing. Okay. Hopped on, thought I was still good. Boy, to get my balance on that thing, See, I don't feel like an old man.
Right.
You know, I don't feel like a guy who was turning 36. I feel like kind of young. Like,
yes.
I can still hang.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hopped on that skateboard and I was like, whoa.
No hanging.
Oh, dude.
Did you fall?
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fell twice.
Hey, that's when I fell twice, too.
I mean, I thought I could still ollie. That went out the window.
Dude, I never figured that shit out.
Didn't bust an ollie. Busted my ass, though.
Busted that ass, huh?
But I was still like...
Did you have an audience when you busted that ass?
No, we're in the park by ourselves.
Okay.
I wanted to, like, try something, but at the same time, didn't want to hurt myself. But and like, the reason I would have hurt myself when people would have asked me what happened, I would have said, I fell on my skateboard. Like a 35-year-old loser.
Something... happens
but
to your brain.
The only thing that's worse than that is spinning wildly out of control
and falling in front
on rollerblades.
A couple of Mexican men on their way back from wherever they were, their jobs, I think. It did look like they had work clothes on. And
sounds about right.
One of them said something to me entirely in Spanish, which I responded to by just kind of making noises and gestures at him. After I had dusted myself off and gotten back, because I hit the spin,
yeah,
kicked the legs out from underneath me, and fell hard on my ass.
Sure.
Right?
Skating ain't easy, bro.
Compressed my spine, I'm sure.
Bust your ass bone. Yeah.
In front of cars, traffic, and these Mexican fellas, who then said something to me in Spanish, to which I replied, hey, fucking sometimes you fall, yeah. And I realized that when somebody says something, I clearly look very white at the time. I'm on rollerblades.
Oh, you're clearly white, too.
You don't go, that guy knows how to speak Spanish. So when you say things in Spanish to me, you're not really saying them to me. You're saying them at me and having a laugh with your buddy at my...
Expense. Well, that's when you got to start like talking like that guy that I sent you. Wika taka tuka.
What did he say?
Dude... Macaca Matua. We're gonna post this video so everybody understands what we're talking about.
He's a Trump supporter.
It was a Trump rally, and this guy was speaking what I would imagine that he thinks like his 1/16th Cherokee blood would
yes.
speak.
Yeah, that's what it did feel like, a native tongue he was
speaking.
Yo,
you know, you go there and he's got so many like fucking jade things
on his chest is a dream catcher tattoo.
What's that one?
My
shit?
Dad has a dream catcher tattoo
of
on
course
his chest.
He does. Oh my god, your dad.
Shout out to Daddy Longlegs.
Dude, your dad, if my dad had a dream catcher on his chest, I'd personally take him to go get that covered
he's
up.
He's got a dream catcher and then he's got a wolf head on the other side. You know, because
does he tell everybody that he's 1/6 Apache?
No, but if he did tell people that, you would believe him because he looks like a small Native American man.
Oh, okay.
He does look like that.
So you're telling me you got Indian blood?
No, I don't. Ancestry told me I've got less than 1%, so I can't even get into college on that.
No, not on that.
But I did end up finally making it to 7-Eleven. And one of the things that I did, because I'm crossing the street and I'm going to hop up on the sidewalk again, and suddenly my legs get ahead of me and my body leans back like that. And that's a recipe for falling on the back of your skull. Luckily, I crashed into a fence and was able to cling onto it and use it to climb back up and then hold on to the wall to get into 7-Eleven.
This is what I respect about you. See, at that point, I would have taken them off and I would have walked home in my socks. And I would have just been like, you know what? I tried.
No. I rode home. I rode home. I got a little bit better and I was able to make it on the ride home. But it just.
We're not kids anymore. No, man, you know.
And something
we don't
happens.
Have that ability.
It's a primal fear that spikes up in your brain when you're on wheels and you feel
a 3-foot fall to the concrete coming.
Will fuck you
it's
up.
Very unforgiving.
It
very
will
unforgiving.
Fuck you up, dude. But yeah, that was it. What about you? Did you have anything besides the party worth mentioning?
I don't know. I do things and I forget, dude. It's funny that you mentioned that because like right before, you started talking about your rollerblading story. Mm-hmm. I just heard a loud beep in my ear, and it was just wee for like.
That's what anytime I start talking to you, that's what happens.
For the first 30 seconds, and I was like, "Oh my god, it's the onset
tell
of
me
CTE."
That. Well, every time I talk to Jay, he goes, and it's weird. As soon as you opened your mouth, I just heard wee.
That's it, yeah. Because I just my brain is like, "Nah, we're gonna tune this guy out."
It's trauma. It's trying to save you from what's about to happen, what you know is coming. Which is an onslaught.
Which is a 8-minute story about your trip to fucking 7-Eleven.
I've trimmed down 12 minutes from my traditional 20-minute story.
Yeah, I was practicing out of my house, man. Tight five.
Did you watch the fights last night?
I did. Yeah. Did you? I saw. I was kind of like dozing in and out a little bit, but I remember like the Fabricio Werdum fight like pretty vividly with him and Alexander Gustafsson,
who is no. Slouch.
Oh, he's a tough dude, man.
Gustafsson, yeah.
He's a bad dude, and he's a big boy, man, because he fit right in there with Werdum, who's a legit heavyweight.
I mean,
you know?
He's lost against DC John Jones and
just really the who's who and Rumble Johnson.
Anthony Johnson.
So he's really only lost against like the who's who.
Yeah, all three of those dudes are fucking anomalies.
They're world
beaters, competitors, you know.
And the way like Werdum didn't like give up on that takedown in that scramble.
Took his back and first and then eventually transitioned to an armbar.
Yeah, it was beautiful, man.
Yeah,
he took his back and then Alexander pulled his arm over his head. Mm-hmm. And with that, he automatically transitioned to the armbar. And it was just a beautiful display.
Which is crazy because that's the right thing to do, right? If somebody's got you in a rear naked, if you can get that arm to the other side of your head, that is a good move, right?
Yeah, because I get caught in that all the time. Efren, every time he gets my back, he's like a spider monkey, dude. He gets on me and I swing that arm over and without fail, just he swings that leg over and gets
an
arm
straight
bar.
Into an arm bar.
And then I'm working that out for another 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
It's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Because you can't let the choke sink under the chin.
But,
you gotta
Shout out to Fabricio Werdum because that was absolutely
that was
beautiful.
The first round.
Yeah, it was like the first 3 minutes.
Yeah,
it was insane. The only thing I saw like with Gustafsson is he looked a little hesitant to throw. You know, maybe he was scared about getting taken down or something, and
he
staying in that
been...
pocket and exchanging. But he didn't let his hands go too much in the beginning. He would be right there in the pocket, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't like let it go. He wouldn't pull the trigger. Mm. And I noticed that too about with Darren Till. He was throwing a lot of the same. He was throwing a double jab, straight left, head kick. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't even try to look for that hook or like opposite like kick or even like a slip left to the body.
Right.
He wasn't looking for any of that. Everything was just double jab, straight left. Double drive, straight left, head kick. And then he went on to say on the post fight that he blew his like knee apart. That like Robert Whittaker did like a knee stomp and he just blew his knee apart in the second round.
Damn.
That's why he couldn't put any pressure on it or anything like that. He was having a real hard time planting and throwing, so he had to stay real heavy. And even you did notice that like the bounce went out of his, you know,
he
out of his
stiffened
style.
Up a little bit
for sure.
Flat footed.
That was
I didn't get
nice,
to see
though.
That one. I did. I fell asleep. I saw Esparza versus
Esparza
Rodriguez.
Esparza was an animal.
Yeah,
she's
dude,
a
her
pit
takedown.
Bull. Dude, she's a little pit bull. Dude, she's been wrestling like forever. She was
she's
in high
hitting
school.
The fucking Goldberg spear on that.
Yeah,
chick,
dude.
Man.
Her wrestling pedigree is like legit, man.
Yeah.
She
powerful takedown.
Yeah, high school, college. She's a wrestling gal, you know, and she hangs out with that whole crew, like Ashley Evans Smith, who's a big time, like, you know, JUCO wrestler and high school wrestler, and they're just some wrestling chicks, man, you know, and they she did beautiful job against that one girl who's a dangerous striker.
Yeah, Rodriguez,
man,
had looked like she could have handled her if it stayed on the feet and if she would have gotten loose, but the takedowns and everything.
Yeah,
just...
and that girl's on the come up, man. They were making a push for that girl.
Yeah,
because she has. I'll tell you real what, dude, fun fights. You know,
I saw a lot of weird. You know how you always try to watch the walk to the octagon and judge them based off of their demeanor.
Yeah.
So Esparza was very calm and cool and looked like it was all fucking business. She was just marching straight.
She's always
no
like
variation.
That,
Rodriguez.
She's just got like a stoic face, man, when she walks.
I'm telling you, if you watch the fight, go back and watch Rodriguez walk to the octagon. What happens is you see a lot of affirmation, right? A lot of like, yeah, we could do this. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of positive head nodding.
Darren Till's such a bad motherfucker. He came out with no music.
Did he? I didn't get to see.
That was such a tough move, dude, because he was like, nah, Sweet Caroline, that's for the people.
That's for the people.
We'll bring
this
that back.
Silence?
Yeah, he just walked out in silence. I was like, what a G, dude.
At one point, you see Rodriguez, all of a sudden, something negative must slip into her head. So it's this. It's, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah. Like, you see her shake off whatever the fuck tried to enter her head. And
maybe
it was,
she got the chills.
Could have gotten the chills. She said, no, no, no. But, yeah, it seemed like Rodriguez had potentially the first round, although it ended with her on her back.
Yeah, I think Rodriguez had the first round.
And then the second one,
and Carla Esparza just was like, fuck this.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not,
she stopped
I'm not
going
to strike with her for the next, like, 10 minutes here. I gotta take care of this.
Yeah, she
so
controlled
she put her down
the fight.
And smashed her, yeah.
Yep, yeah,
beautiful
definitely.
Job, man. That's like some vet shit when you see that.
Yeah, just take her to the ground and grind it out for the remainder of, you
that's
know,
how you do it,
rounds.
Baby. That's it how was, we do it in the pros.
It was a gangster move. Hold on here. Now we're going to da-da-da-da-da. And a bip. And a bip. Okay. But all in all, I did...
Beautiful fights, man. Really good fights.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. Who was the co-main?
Co-main was Shogun Hua versus Antonio... Little Nog.
Little Nog. Oh, that's
Noguera.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It was the battle of the legends.
Yeah, the old
just
vets.
A couple old men Who going in that? There and slanging some leather. Mauricio Shogun Hua. He's actually 3-0 in their fights.
Is he really?
They fought 3 times.
So that's
dude.
It now.
They fought as younger men. They fought as middle-aged guys. And now recently they fought as old dudes. Yeah. And they went in there and they slanging and banging, dude. And there was just some old men just... beating the shit out
just
of each other.
Beating the nothing better than that. Well, speaking of old men beating the shit out of each other, Tyson got his expo match against Roy Jones.
Yeah, that's going to be nuts too. Just all these old heads, man. They just want to do it, you know?
Tell me
just
if I'm wrong
in there,
this, Jay.
Get a taste.
Am I wrong in thinking that we're not going to see any KOs and we're not really going to see anybody get seriously fucked up? We'll see some movement and it'll be fun to watch, but I don't think they're going in there.
I think Tyson is going to knock him the fuck out.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I like Roy Jones Jr. a lot, and everybody kind of forgets how like bad of a motherfucker he is.
Oh, my God,
but,
bro.
Dude, later on, he took a lot of damage in his career, and he kind of got a little chinny, where Mike Tyson really didn't take the damage that Roy Jones did. Didn't stay in as long as Roy Jones did. And you got to remember, Mike Tyson doesn't have a lot of miles on him because a lot of his fights were over in 2 rounds.
That's a good point.
You know, so he doesn't have as much wear and tear on his body as Roy Jones has. And Roy Jones with, like, different weight classes and everything like that, and he's been up and down, and it's insane.
I love Roy Jones, but I always kind of felt like so much of his success was due to, like, his unbelievable ability to explode and move, and also how comfortable he was where he would like play with people.
He used to have that like exploding like hook,
he
that
was
jumping
so,
hook
yes.
thing like Joe Frazier used
yes,
to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of felt
he would
like
knock guys dead with that.
Age took away that, and it's not that Roy Jones didn't have the sharpest of technique, but so much of his success was due to that thing that time took away from him. Whereas Tyson... like, Tyson had that explosive power.
Still got it.
But his head movement and everything was so, like, it was fucking terrifying. The way he would bob and weave as he came in, you know, trying
and
to get close.
He would get, like, low to the ground.
Holy
he would do some
shit.
Crazy
he
stuff.
He was like, he was like a street shark. Just no fucking neck, all fucking body. Just
street
surfing
shark
through the asphalt coming for you. But, man, I thought they were going to give that fight to Shannon the Cannon.
I would have loved. No, he's next in line, probably. It'd be Tyson. If Tyson could get past... Roy Jones, they might do Shannon the Cannon.
I don't like that fight for Tyson because Shannon the Cannon is...
he's a psycho.
He's a fucking psycho. Bro, that video...
maniac.
Where he runs up on Klitschko
in the restaurant. He's like, what you eat, I eat, champ.
And he just starts eating his food, and Klitschko is just like, yeah, go ahead, fucking eat it. And go then ahead. All of a sudden, he touches his goatee, and Shannon snatches him the fuck up. And
snaps.
Just, yo, I mean, I Shannon's really like...
Shannon's a dangerous dude, and he got caught for... got popped for steroids.
For some supplements, right? It was just some...
Some subs.
Just some supplements, that's
They're
all.
Tainted supplements. You tested positive for EPO.
Yeah.
Just some tainted horse supplements.
Blood. You've been injecting yourself with horse blood, Shannon. I don't know if that
Anything
is...
to win. Let's go, champ.
Yo, I love him. He's a motivational guy. He's a fun guy.
Oh, yeah, he is. His Instagram is great, dude.
But he is so bodied the fuck up. Like,
just
I
eats Whole Foods and screams, let's go, champ.
Let's
and
go,
just,
champ. He's
I
a
love
psycho.
That guy. I
he's
really do.
He's a great dude, though. He is a great dude. But yeah, I'd be eager to see that. I just thought exhibition matches were not really balls to the wall. I thought it was just like a little, like when Floyd fought that up-and-coming kickboxer from Japan.
Yeah, and he knocked him out. He made him cry.
Right, but I felt a lot of that was theatrics.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think just the reaction.
I don't know what's what anymore with the fucking Pentagon saying that there are otherworldly crafts and saying basically that aliens are real, and it's absolutely bananas.
I do have some reference for that real quick, and I want to read this, and it might not be, but let's see. Mr. Reed, the former Democratic senator from Nevada who pushed for funding the earlier UFO program when he was the majority leader, said he believed that crashes of objects of unknown origin may have occurred and that retrieved materials should be studied. After looking into this, I came to the conclusion that there were reports, some were substantive, some not so substantive, that there were actual materials that the government and the private sector had in their positions, Mr. Reed said in an interview. So this is from the New York Times. This was just, I believe, yesterday or the day before. And if you, the language is such that you could come away from reading this article and say they have craft.
Yeah.
Other world craft. That they've been studying.
Dude, your uncle would be like, I told you, Dave.
That's not how my uncle talks. And he would be fucking floored to
I'm
hear
telling
this.
Telling you, bro.
But it's crazy because this is so under the fucking radar.
Dude, the New York Times posted it. The Huffington Post posted it. Everybody posted it. And people are just like, whatever, fuck Trump.
Coronavirus.
I'm like, guys,
fuck Trump, coronavirus.
Guys, do you realize that they're saying that they have other... shit,
not I'm not gonna believe him. I'm not. If we get hit with an alien invasion,
oh man, I'm not gonna
believe it.
I'm gonna be just like Will Smith. I'm gonna be like in a jet, and then one's gonna come out and be like, "Welcome to Earth, motherfucker."
Steph's gonna
and
be in an entanglement,
and then no, she's gonna be Vivica Fox as an exotic dancer.
Okay,
and
okay.
Then I'm gonna be like the, and I'm just gonna bang, and then be like,
punch it right in
the Earth,
stupid.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna be like the goofy sidekick.
What?
Who? And then you're going to, like, get my laundry and stuff
no.
and make sure I look cool.
No, that's not.
And I'm going to have a nice uniform
I'm
going to
fuck up
and you're gonna,
aliens,
oh,
too.
Oh, you're Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, you're Jeff Goldblum.
You do
about as little as possible,
well,
and
no.
I'm the hero.
Yeah, unless you switch movies. And then in Jurassic Park, I was the handsome scientist, the heartthrob scientist
Didn't
who was
like
smooth
that.
With his words.
I don't like my Goldblum like that.
Highly intelligent. I like Goldblum. He's got a weird following, though. It's,
let's
call
have
him
on.
Zaddy. Yeah, let's have him on. Let's have our people reach out.
Oh, also, speaking of that, people keep asking about, like, you know, I want to be on the show and stuff like that. We are going to start. I was thinking we could start after episode 10.
Yeah.
So you guys just kind of get comfortable with us before we start having some fucking randoms on. But we are going to have I'd like our first guest for episode 10 to actually be Matt from Tidal Gloom. That's the shirt your boy
show
is.
Show the back. I think the back's pretty cool.
Yeah. This is the back.
Look at that. Nice little bit. Is that Jack the Ripper? Is that what that is?
I don't know what it is,
it's
but
a silhouette
it's
of a
fucking
man.
Dope. We'll put the link for their band.
Tidal Gloom, right? That's what they're called.
Tidal Gloom, yeah.
Yeah.
So Matt actually takes care of all of our polishing and audio engineering after we're done recording. So I like to have him on. He's been with us since the beginning. So
an
it'd be
invaluable
only right,
asset.
It'd be only right to have him on.
Speaking of shirts, I do want to show this off real quick. Boom! Shout out to Emma Terry. Of the Comedy Content Collective. She is one of the artists who is part of the group who makes super dope shit. If you watch her do it, it's all pen dots. Like she does.
Like stippling?
I'm not sure. Is that the.
I think that's the tattooed. That's the
same
tattooed
concept though. Yeah, one dot yeah, is a time. Yeah, dude, yeah. It's crazy to watch because she has some breakdown videos of her doing it and.
Must take forever.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I have no patience, but she has a tremendous amount of patience and she is. Like I said, one of the members of the Comedy Content Collective, who is just a group of, I mean, all of the artwork that has been for the show, it's Trevin Frame of the Comedy Content Collective.
Yeah.
Our most recent stuff, shout out to Nathan Baird of Drawn from the Mind, one of my good buddies. Yeah. We're also
putting all our money into that program. We're going to shoot a movie called Bond and Cobra.
Yeah, Bond and Cobra is coming soon to a theater near you. It's one that I can finally get behind. I mean, that artwork was super dope. The Bond and Cobra artwork that Nathan did. But
you know what the thing is? Like, it's like with the podcast, with art, with everything. What's going to happen if aliens come down?
Oh, I know.
It's like everything is going to go to post-apocalyptic fucking shit.
I've been thinking about it. It's like, perfectly honest.
I guess nothing matters anymore.
Nothing matters. We would still do the show.
I mean, there's going to be a District 9 fucking alien ship.
And as long as it's just chilling, what are we going to do in the meantime? Come and do the show. As long as electricity's still running.
Topic of conversation could be like, well, I was driving the other day and I hit an alien in my car.
I mean, the show would be way better.
I don't know. I think it would take away from things because I think... stuff
it could
starts,
take away from rollerblading.
Is rollerblading really important anymore?
I don't know. If now that there's a giant city-sized craft.
Interdimensional travel?
No, I think there's an interdimensional child molester.
Oh, we got those,
we
too.
We also have those.
Drinking the adrenalized blood.
But yeah, man, I do think sometimes, because things are going so right for me,
Would just make sense that the entire world goes to shit.
It would. I just got a new gig. I was able to leave my job. I'm going to work for a custom car shop. I'm going to be welding and fabricating again. I'm going to work with one of my good buddies. I'm excited. The podcast is, it's also fun. And then aliens.
Just like that, aliens come down and take over the planet.
I would.
Thanks, Dave, you fucking jerk.
It really would feel like my fault. Just the timing of it all.
Feel like it'd be your fault as well.
When I was a young man, I was very balls deep into conspiracy theories. And eventually.
Turns out you're right, son.
Well, it turns out that
time
it's
well
a waste
spent.
Of time. No, it's a waste of time.
Time well spent, sir.
Life is going on. People are doing things. And I decided I had to stop. Because I was wasting my time. But a little, I always had this notion. It was like, yeah, you're going to stop. And when life gets good, when you got a little kid, when you got a beautiful
coin
wife.
In your pocket.
When you got a little money in your pocket. Yeah. When you're doing fun things.
District 9 aliens are going to come down and
that's
butt-fuck
what it's gonna
that
happen.
Dream
We're
going to
see a Washington, D.C. size battleship from Independence Day.
Yeah. Fortunately, you got me.
Yeah, well.
And I'm going to be like, welcome to Earth, motherfucker. Kadoosh, and hit him with a right.
And then I'll run up.
You're like, oh, we need to do the math.
Why do I sound like that?
I'm sorry.
What is that?
You don't sound
that is not how I sound at all.
That's how you're going to be in the movie, though, bro.
Amount of disrespect. Also, shout out to Super Friends Sit Down.
Well, yeah, they had their first episode. I think they're working on the second. And I listened, and it was good. Guys, keep it up. My mother always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Hey, don't throw
So Super Friends Sit Down.
Unbelievable.
Check them out. I love you guys.
I think they're educational.
And
I know now.
Moving on. No, just kidding, guys.
What mukbang is. Do you know what mukbang is?
Yeah, it's when you eat in front of the camera.
I had no idea. We're going to start doing that, right?
If all of this goes to shit? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if aliens come.
I'm just going to do mukbang videos.
It's just Dave and Jay versus
mukbang the world.
It sounds a lot more aggressive than what it is. Mukbang is eating on camera.
Yeah, I thought it was going to require like licking buttholes or something. It turns out it's just eating on fucking camera.
It sounds like a cousin of bukkake, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it sounds
for sure.
Like a bukkake cousin. Like,
yeah, and all you're doing is eating some like spicy noodles. On
camera. You go to Pornhub, you could watch bukkake, and then when you're all filled up, you go mukbang.
But you could watch mukbang on YouTube. Actually, there's some super famous. I don't know these motherfuckers though. Like I wouldn't know them if I ran into them, and then I'll see their YouTube, and I'll be like, 10.3 million followers. I'm just like, I don't fucking how
I, understand it.
I have no who. But you know what? Those people who watch them may not know who like Tom Brady is.
They might not know who we are.
Tom Brady, I'd be like,
I don't really know what Tom Brady looks like.
He's a beautiful fucking slack jaw.
Oh, actually, I do think I know.
Married
what he looks
to
like.
Giselle, that supermodel.
Ghislaine?
Yeah, kisses his son on the mouth.
Okay, yeah, I know who he is now.
Yeah, yeah. he likes to kiss that kid on the mouth.
That's weird,
boy.
Man. That poor fucking kid.
You don't
kid.
Kiss Jack on the mouth?
No, I don't let him do it. I go cheek. Sometimes he goes around, he wants him on the mouth, and I go up my cheek, and I give him my cheek.
My mom used to be a big mouth kisser, and I have to tell her. I go, hey.
Mom, I'm 16 years old.
Mom, I'm 34, and I will not let you kiss me on the mouth anymore.
You gotta stop.
It's some weird Puerto Rican shit.
Very wet. Yeah, I don't.
I'm like, stop.
I told you before, I'm very cautious about not fucking my kid up, and so yeah.
I'm very cautious about not fucking my kid.
Well, that's you know
part of it. With the world that we live in now, you might actually have to say those kind of things.
Well, you know what? My kid will be one of the few that grows up without anybody fucking him.
And with that. Giselle.
Or Ghislaine. Or Ghislaine.
What is her name?
Dude? I don't know how to pronounce it, although I think I have something pulled up here. Maybe they'll give me on her.
Also, I'm a little afraid to talk about it because she's sending FedEx hitmen just shooting people in the face.
It's Ghislaine. How would you pronounce G-H-E-E? Is that Ghislaine?
Yeah, like
Ghislaine. Okay, so her name is Ghislaine. And what's interesting is that Google has her listed as a socialite.
The most dangerous man on the planet.
I think she should be listed as a fucking pedophile.
She's a spy.
She's a spy. She recently got wrapped up by the FBI for her very, very strong association with the Jeffrey Epstein case, the infamous Jeffrey Epstein case of the famous
I don't think
Epstein
he's dead.
Didn't kill himself.
I don't
meme.
Think he's dead.
I don't think he... Well, I don't know.
I saw a picture of him getting carted out, and I was like, I don't think he's dead, dude.
I think we had an interesting thing happen with that meme, this whole Epstein
it
is dead meme.
It doesn't fucking matter. Aliens are at our front door.
Well,
who
the thing
gives
about
a shit?
That doesn't matter is it doesn't matter if he killed himself. What matters is he had an island where rich and famous and influential people went to fuck and murder children.
Allegedly.
Well, it's pretty straightforward.
Allegedly.
Wow. I can see you're playing it safe, Jay, and I don't
to play it safe because, especially with Ghislaine, she might kill us.
Yeah, well,
she catches wind of this podcast.
Oh, this is what I thought was interesting.
I'm not answering the door anymore. She listens.
There's a federal judge who was just appointed to unravel the money trail that's associated with Epstein in this entire case. And what happened recently, maybe about a week ago, a week and a half ago, in North Brunswick. Is it North Brunswick? Yeah, North Brunswick.
Sounds about right.
A FedEx guy.
Sure.
Knocked on the door.
Yep.
Of this federal judge's home.
Yep.
And then
blew his face off.
Didn't kill the federal judge, killed the husband, and then shortly afterwards shot the son who was in critical condition.
Well, you gotta send the message.
You gotta send the message,
Gotta send the message.
Because we still need.
And you know what, Ghislaine? Loud and clear,
it's been received.
It's been received, and that's enough with Ghislaine Lane.
You're right about that, right? Because if they killed the federal judge, a new judge would be appointed, and then you'd have to kill. But if you take this judge...
Yeah, but I mean, who the hell's going to want to take that case, bro?
Well, somebody will have to take the case.
Smoking
foos. But if you kill this lady's family, and you shoot... Well, you kill her husband, mortally wound her son, she's still got a son to lose, and she will handle the case... accordingly after that whole incident. So yeah, that
sits down and just almost instantaneously, not guilty, I'll see you later, case closed.
You know what's weird though?
Because I don't want my kids getting shot in the face.
So the shooter
or
was...
Or kissed on the mouth.
Or kissed on the mouth by Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Tom Brady, stay away from my son.
Well, we just lost two demographics, Tom Brady and Ghislaine Lane fans.
Yeah, fans of Ghislaine Maxwell. But
this is another one I'm going to hear about from like my mom. Jake, I don't know if I like
maybe
you talking
not that
about
one.
Kissing
maybe.
Mouth. Things.
But there is this thing that's being spun right now that I thought was interesting is that the FedEx shooter obviously didn't work for FedEx and was actually a lawyer who has at some point had a case that was handled by this judge. And for some reason, NPR, ABC News are labeling the lawyer as anti-feminist. Isn't that a weird...
I mean, it's crazy that NPR would get involved when all they do is eat things into a microphone.
Is that what they do? They do an SMR?
Oh, that's SMR.
That's SMR.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
That's not. Is that?
I was like, why the fuck are those guys getting involved?
What if you do? Oh. But it's strange to me. I'm not going to look into it because I don't care that much. That NPR and ABC News are for some reason finding that it's important to say anti-feminist lawyer was the shooter of the judges. None of this says the judge was assigned to handle the money trail of Jeffrey Epstein. That's not important. What's important is that he was anti-feminist. What the fuck kind of nonsense is that?
I don't know, dude. Honestly, since we started this podcast, every week is absolutely batshit crazy.
Oh, it's a great time for content, huh?
I mean, dude, it's almost so much. Okay, let's just run down this last week.
Go ahead and unpack this for us, Jay.
Okay, Joe Rogan got in trouble with the transgender community. Okay.
Did he?
Yeah. Aliens, they're finding otherworldly crafts and shit like that.
Super dope.
That's a real thing now,
too. Bob Lazar was correct.
Bob Lazar was like, told you, motherfuckers.
Told y'all, motherfuckers. And then,
it's Bob Lazar punching somebody in the face. They canceled Callan and...
D'Elia. Callan and
D'Elia's show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's like every week.
I think that's a bummer.
You can't even keep... It is really a bummer.
I think whatever they were going to do was probably going to be the shit, by the way.
It's going to be really funny, I bet.
That's a shame.
Christoph. You can't schmuck kids.
You can't. And also, I don't think that Brian's denial of the coronavirus catching the coronavirus, it didn't help.
It doesn't help their cause.
It didn't help.
I really like kind of miss like... Chris D'Elia's podcast too. I mean, that was one of those things like where I looked forward to.
Yeah, he's very funny. Well, I do think it seems like he's laying low. It seems like a lot of the accusations are losing their footing.
No, he's definitely playing this smart. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think just stay out of the limelight for a little bit.
Playing it right.
Let this shit sort itself out. But you're right. It's like every fucking week has a tremendous amount of stuff going on.
There's so much stuff.
Kanye.
Oh my
West.
God, we're gonna dive into this one
now. Kanye has been getting in a lot of trouble lately. Actually, you know what? Before we start this, let me just give myself a boop and a boop. Okay, give me a little bit of time. Now, I have screenshotted some of these tweets. Kanye, who recently announced his running for presidency for 2020, took part in his first presidential rally, which didn't go so well.
It was the ramblings of a madman.
Dude, no truer words have been spoken. It was the ramblings
crazy.
Of a madman. I mean, he was... one of the things he did was denounce Mother... Is it Mother... Not Mother Teresa.
Dude, I didn't listen to it. I listened to, like, snippets of it, and I was like, oh, this sounds like somebody who's mentally ill, like, screaming on the corner in New York.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
What we can get here with Kanye West, what are apologizing. That's the big thing right now is that he's come around and apologized, which I think is actually just
well, you
got to
make amends. You can't just...
That is true.
You got to apologize.
They deleted over all the tweets, but I have them actually screenshotted, so it's all good. But he said a lot of wild things. So after he denounced... might have been Harriet Tubman. That's what it was. He said that Harriet Tubman at his presidential rally, Harriet Tubman did not free the slaves... She just made them slaves to different white people, which a lot of people got really upset about.
Strong words, Kanye West.
And what I will say is, because I'm not a fan of jumping to conclusions, is you got to elaborate. Kanye, you have to say what you mean, and you have to cite facts to back up what you mean, Kanye.
You can't say batshit crazy things and then stop there and then move on to a new thought.
He could have said,
and Abraham Lincoln was a lizard person.
Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves. She only made them slaves to other white people. And then he could have gone, now wait. I know what you I know how you're feeling.
I could just imagine in his mind, he's like, there's your goddamn soundbite.
Welcome
he drops
to Earth,
the
motherfucker.
He drops the mic and fucking walks off.
Well,
the stage.
That was the soundbite. That's what everybody got. And then he did a lot of other wild things. Like he cried hysterically, like an ugly cry. And he said, I almost killed my daughter. And then as if you wouldn't have gone like, whoa, can you run that back? He said it again. He goes, I almost killed my daughter. And everybody was just like, what the fuck? So I don't know what Kanye means by
you're,
that.
You're watching a guy just slowly descend into madness.
Dude, as funny as
or
it is,
he's
it's gonna a bummer.
Be, or, because the world we live in where aliens are at our doorstep.
He's going to win the presidential
election. He's right about everything.
And he's right about, well, he said, let's see
he's
what
right
else he
about
said.
Everything.
He took to Twitter. He said things like, come and get me. This is the exodus, like Pusha said. And then he also said, He said Drake with the curiosity face, right? So I don't know what Drake's getting. But then he said, this is one that I...
Here we go.
Now, he said, I put my life on the line for my children that North's mother would never sell her sex rape.
That's not even a sentence. That's
well, it's not a sentence.
That's sentence fragments.
But I can tell you that the Epstein didn't kill himself community just fell out of their chairs as soon as they heard that. Because
this gives them...
Not really validity. A foot to stand. Well, validity is a strong word.
Because we got Kanye, and he's not crazy.
Well, he's definitely batshit crazy. He did say that the movie Get Out was made about him. Have you ever seen the movie Get Out?
Oh, it was a great movie.
It was a great
movie. Shout out to Key and Peele.
Yeah, that was a great movie. I
enjoyed that. Or Keegan-Michael Key, I think, is the one who made the
Is that
the movie.
His real name? Yeah. Keegan-Michael
Key.
Is that Key?
Yeah.
That's Key. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was a great movie.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. No, Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele's the one that made that movie.
Yeah, yeah. And great movie, but he claims
to get it right because Jordan Peele listens to the show.
He does listen to the show. Sorry, Jordan.
Shout out Jordan Peele.
We're sorry. but yeah, man, so he said the movie Get Out was made or inspired by or was about him.
Just what if he's not lying, though? All of this is
to
true?
To entertain those thoughts,
the
Jay.
The world
those are
we
fun
live
thoughts.
In is that, I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things.
Right,
like,
behind the thin veil, there is just lizard
it's
people.
It's like everything somebody says. You know what? You know what I stopped doing?
What's that?
I stopped dismissing things.
Sure.
Completely.
Okay.
What I started doing was going, maybe. I don't know.
Well, what's that old saying? Don't have an open mind, but not so much that your brain falls out, right? So it's a
I've never
rope.
Heard of that. But Alex Jones, when I'm hearing him go on a
That's
rant
the man
and stuff
you
like
reference
that,
right after that.
I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, Alex was out here in an old Rogan episode.
He's been saying this for
yeah,
crazy
talking
shit
about
for a minute.
Epstein's Island.
Oh my God.
A year before it.
Dude, Alex Jones is going to be the VP to Kanye.
I want to live in that world, Jay, and I don't know why, because I know that world is so bad for everybody in it.
That is a scary place to live,
but
guys.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready for road warrior shit.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen if Kanye
gets
there. I'm
ready to hit the streets as Cobra and Bond and just figure the
That'd
shit
be
out,
dope.
Man.
In like a post-apocalyptic buggy, you know?
And we're just
and
fucking
I'm driving
people up.
And I'm fucking people up and you right. get me my water and my weapons
no,
and stuff
man,
like that.
No, man, the water's going to be a problem. There's not a lot of water, so we're going to be very dehydrated. You're going to be taking
you're
gonna
naps as
you do.
You're going to go find it for
do.
Me and I'm going to be like,
I'm going to have knives. I'm going to be stabbing everybody, right?
I don't like that movie
you're
describing.
You call them fangs, Cobra fangs. You know what I mean?
No, yeah,
they're hollow blades filled with... Knock that down again, Jay. Knock it the fuck down again. Pick it the fuck up.
Hey.
Pick it up right now.
Oh, looks like I was blowing you there when
Thank
I meant
you,
to pick
it. Sir. But yeah, man. So Kanye having a bit of a hard go at it. And you know, it's not great for those Epstein conspiracy theorists who I sympathize a great deal with.
I'm just done like saying no to anything.
It's all real.
We live in a fucking movie. This
it
is
movie.
Absolutely nuts.
It is a movie.
And just like... And what's nuts is, like, with the Trump supporters and stuff, all that dude has to do one time is say, hey, wear a mask. And now everybody wears a mask.
You know what's crazy? This motherfucker was talking about Ghislaine or whatever the fuck her name is.
That's
and,
his, that's
and
his road dog.
He more or less said, like, well, I'm not very aware of her, but I wish her I
the
wish
very
her well.
Best.
I wish her the very best. Hey, man. You can't fucking wish her the very best. That's ridiculous. The very best?
That's like wishing Bill Cosby the very best.
You can't do that,
Hey,
man.
Bill, just want to let you know, I'm sorry to hear what happened to you, and I'm wishing you the best. May Jesus be with you.
If aliens do come out, though, it's
they're
gonna none
like,
of this
you know
is
going
to matter.
I don't think this is a good place for us to
settle. Well, it's like the Epstein thing, Ghislaine, hashtag Free Britney. None of that stuff matters anymore. Because aliens. It's the ultimate reset button on all of the of society's ailments.
Everything that we thought that was important is no longer
important.
Doesn't mean shit anymore.
And I do...
Because there are aliens knocking at our door.
I do want to mention the Free Britney. Have you looked into that?
I looked into it a little bit, but I can't... Like, if it's something that I'm not all about,
sure.
I have a hard time, like... You know,
giving a fuck,
yeah,
absolutely,
and like learning is really. If it's something I'm not into, like when we talk like aliens and shit, I'm balls deep into it because
sure.
I like learning about it because it's just fun, you
yes,
know, for
yes.
me. But like the Free Britney thing, I started looking into it a little bit, and I was just like, I'm kind of dialed out.
Yeah, you know? Then we won't hit it too heavily, but for folks that are interested, it's basically that Britney Spears has been signaling SOS, if you will, from a lot of her Instagram videos where people in the comments will pick up on her body language and her and the way she's acting, which is very bizarre. And Britney has a history of acting very bizarrely. But people are noticing that it's a certain flavor that almost seems like she's in jeopardy or she's in danger. And I know there's a lot of things that are wrapped up with her family and her father controlling all of her fucking money. She does not have access to any of her money. So people start to pick up on all these different things, and they start to, in the comments, they go, "Hey, Britney, if you're in trouble, wear a black shirt next video." Next video pops up in 5-10 minutes. Black shirt.
Yeah, but I mean, she could be fucking with you.
She could be fucking. Well, there's a few things that she's doing, but the next one, somebody will go in that same video and go in the comments, "Okay, wear a yellow shirt next time." Yellow shirt. Right? Wear a blue shirt next time. Blue shirt. So three times in a row. Boom, boom, boom.
But I mean, she could just be fucking around with people.
Well, what I also would say is
Britney Spears.
There could be a bunch of people in the comments.
Her head and like fucking beat her husband's car with an umbrella. I'm just going to go ahead and say
she is an MK Ultra victim. They mind controlled this woman to be the who the fuck was bigger than Britney Spears?
Madonna?
I don't think so. You think Madonna? Well, you're older than me. I don't really. I don't really remember Madonna's reign.
You know what? In my movie, I fuck you up. Doesn't matter how old I am.
Were you a big fan of Madonna growing up?
I mean, you know, like, a little bit, actually. I mean, because
she
like,
got some bangers.
I had like older sisters. I had a mom, you know, for a little while, and it fucking. And here we go. No. So we. I was in. I knew of her. You know.
Yeah, you were aware peripherally.
She was a little heavy.
So you didn't have
any 7-year-old to listen to.
Tell you what, she was super bad.
She was a smoke show, dude. Yeah. Back in the day. But then she started doing like an English accent when she started like hooking up with Guy Ritchie.
She's crazy.
And so was Britney Spears, bro. And that's why she's fucking with everybody wearing different colored shirts.
Well, you know, I can tell that you're not passionate about it. And if anybody is curious,
call Britney Spears and have her come on the show.
Please give us that pull. Get Britney on the show.
What if she gets in touch with us? Like DMs.
I would love to have Britney.
This is Mrs. Spears.
I was never a fan of her music, but I recognize the size and span of her career, the influence.
Are you trying to tell me right now, real recognize real?
Real recognize real. Yo, also, she's a smoke show right now.
Yeah,
Britney
she's
Spears
hot as shit.
is crushing it in the whole body department. And yeah, I am typing in Madonna nude.
No, you don't want to see that.
I mean,
it's an awful lot of bush, bro.
She was absolutely a smoke show. Nothing wrong with. And for those of you that are,
and now you got a virus on that PC.
She got a lot of armpit hair. I don't know what that's about.
You could do that in the '80s and
shout
still
out
be
to
cool.
Madonna. She's still not bad looking for 308. There's nothing wrong with
years
her
old. Yeah,
308 years old. but yeah, man. So we got. I mean, the timing of our alien podcast.
That's next, bro. That's next week's topic is aliens. Friends or foe? And they're going to be like, fucking knocking on doors
we
and
gotta,
soliciting.
We got to, ask.
Is
have
it
you,
the Jehovah's Witnesses? No. Nope.
The Jehovah Witnesses of
it's
outer
the
space.
Aliens.
Aliens are the Jehovah Witnesses
of outer space.
I think that's fair to say. But yeah, it was crazy, the timing, because.
It's just a crazy fucking time to be alive. I mean, we're living through a time that's it's an absolute joke. Between like Corona and Kanye and Trump and aliens
and
child pedophilia, it's like when I stop and think about it, I'm like, I just want to keep myself as far away from that shit as possible, because if you really start dwelling on that crazy shit, you could really like start slipping into like,
yeah, I want to protect my
little
reality.
Bit of madness.
Yeah, absolutely.
My reality is everything that I could, you know, that's tangible and I could touch and I could feel and experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you start like, when that starts becoming your reality, the problems of other people and that, whatever's going on.
Yeah.
You're going to start kind of going crazy,
deteriorating.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because it's almost like we are designed to handle this type of shit. Because what I will say is, it's amazing that we're all handling it this well.
Yeah. Well, I just think a lot of people just don't fucking care
anymore. It's just, like a slow desensitizing. It was like first what we all the news of the world that's going to overwhelm them and dull their senses so
and then,
much.
Bill, We're going to drop the aliens.
And then we'll drop the aliens. Once we get a little too close to the exposure of the elite pedophile ring, if that ever, we have this in our back pocket, let's just throw in fucking aliens.
If we fly too close to the sun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Then you throw the aliens
on. But that's truthfully how I feel to a degree. It's like, oh, here, okay, so the biggest story ever. Because to me, a global elite pedophile ring is the biggest story ever. I don't think fucking anything takes precedence over that.
Right now, it's like...
Well, aliens.
Fourth, fifth page shit. You know, it's
how
like...
How is that? It's like, all right, the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Of course Black Lives Matter, right? The whole Trump is in office. He's got to get into office. Yeah, it's crazy. Our president is out of his fucking mind. Of course that's true. All the issues that are going on.
Oh, yeah, I completely forget that we are a country with complete civil unrest right now as well. Yeah. It almost seems like that's kind of been pushed to the side. And, like, all this crazy shit is coming forward. It's like you're almost – it's almost an overload of information this time.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's what's going on. It's so much, and each subject is so dense. I can't fault anybody for not being fully aware of everything that's going on. How could you be, right? It's like if you wanted to look into everything having to do with Black Lives Matter – you would be taken up forever. All your time would be taken up. If you wanted to look into the Epstein thing full time, all your time would be taken up.
Yeah.
All of these subjects are so dense, and it does. It's like information overload. But what gets me is how do we not have the same push for, like, police brutality is fucked up, and the black community suffers
greatly
and uniquely. In that way, more so than other communities. Yes, that's all that is true.
But it's like,
where is all the fucking, what about the kids and the rape island and the fucking elites that have been to the island? What about that?
But the thing is, like, they'll just give you some bullshit to overshadow or steal the shine of that.
Doesn't it feel that way?
Hey, guys, you know, the countries in civil unrest, hey, guess what? UFOs, bro. Pentagon's like, yeah.
And you know what? I am so ready to stop caring about those poor children on that island for UFO technology. I fucking said it.
We have it. There you go.
There you go.
You're lucky I don't have that fucking thing. Because I would have hit you with it because you started getting kind of hot there for a second.
I get a little hot. It just upsets me, man.
Hot, sweaty. That vein starts protruding.
That whole thing where it's like
people... Hat starts tightening.
We want to... pretend to give a fuck about giant worldwide issues. We only give a fuck about the ones that the media shows us.
I think it's more like whatever's on your front door, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's almost like at this point, I got nothing.
So yeah. What do you do? It's almost better to opt out of all of it.
It kind
of
like sucks the fight right out at you, doesn't it?
Because it's overwhelming. It's huge. There's nothing to be
bad shit going on.
Like, ask me how to fix the whole disparity in the black community with the police assaulting them. Ask me right now.
I don't know. Exactly.
I have no idea.
But
ask me what to do about the child pedophile ring with the elites in the island. Ask me that right now.
How do you feel?
I don't know.
Okay. But you know what my brother says? He's like, if you look for a lot of bad news like that,
oh, you'll find it.
You're going to find it. But also, there's still a lot of good in the world. And I know media pushes a lot of bad and horrible shit that's going on, but you got to sprinkle in a little bit of, like, you know, goodwill toward men kind of news, mm-hmm. like something that gives you, like, faith in humanity again.
Yeah.
That little boy who like, fought off that dog.
Man, it's so fucking sad.
That little dude is the toughest.
Yeah, he is. Saved his sister.
Fucking dude ever.
Well, it makes you really appreciate, what's that guy's name from it? Bougie Works? The guy who does the cool cars, there's a man who just puts all his time and effort into something this big and paints realistic attributes on die-cast vehicles. He's not concerned about Epstein. He's not concerned about...
He cares about his die-cast cars. Speaking of, big shout-out to that dude because he hit us up this morning and asked us what our favorite cars were. And I told him what mine was. He was like, oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say an RX-7 or something.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, bro. I'm 84, baby.
What did you tell him?
I'm like a 69 Chevelle guy.
That's cool.
But I would swap that big block out with a 454. But I like the 70 and the 71 because they started using the round lights.
You want
a resto
with just the outer body?
And I know you from this podcast, you're a big Bronco guy.
Yeah, and he went and dug up a Bronco that he had.
And he even got a little trailer. How cool is that?
Yeah, shout out to. I mean, that's one of those things where I appreciate the level of like skill and the level of detail and intricacy that goes into it.
Yeah,
he takes
these
little guys and he paints the rust on and he does all the cool stuff. And shout out to that dude.
And that's a little bit of good news.
That is
with Jay and Dave.
That's it. Just a little,
good news. Just something nice for everybody.
Yeah, this episode has been a lot of doom and gloom, huh?
Guys. It's a lot to digest. It's not. Maybe our funniest, but understand that there are fucking aliens.
There are
knocking
aliens
at the door.
And when it comes time to launch Resistance Against the Aliens FM radio station, we'll be leading the way. We'll be leading the way. And that's when we really will change our names to Cobra and Bond, leading the resistance.
And just smashing alien faces with straight rights.
That's right.
While Dave gets me water.
And
folds my clothes.
Well...
And knocks the dust off my boots.
All right, you can hit him, and I'll go, welcome to Earth, motherfucker.
Nope, that's definitely
I don't even get that off.
Nope.
What the fuck, man?
Well, guys, this was episode 7 of Dave and Jay versus the World. I'm Jay. He was Dave.
Still Dave.
And welcome to Earth, motherfuckers.
Welcome to Earth, motherfuckers.